That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Uh-huh. And it is time for news here on Pig Radio. So we have Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, now that health care is gone, it passed last night, the last of the votes on the health care reconciliation package has now gone down. I believe it was 220 to 207 in the House. That out of the way, the Republicans are still doing Dog in the Manger 101. This time it's the extension of the unemployment benefits. Remember that bill? It had a couple of minor changes, and it had to go back up to the Senate where it was expected to go through. No. One of the Republican leadership has decided that he is going to stand and object, and so the whole thing is hung up as it was originally when that senator from Kentucky did the same thing. So if you're on unemployment, your future is questionable at the moment. Interestingly, however, if you're on unemployment and you can stay on unemployment for a little while, you could qualify for a big break on your mortgage. New announcement today from the White House on policies changing and strategies changing to try and do something about the foreclosure rate and all of that stuff. You heard last spring they put the bill together and voted the money and were ready to go with all these people who are going to be saved from foreclosure. Forget it, man. 15 million people applied. 1 million were heard. Less than 300,000 were granted. So there's going to be some kinks taken out of those ropes. And if you're part of the unemployed but have a mortgage problem, or if you are in a low-income status and your mortgage is more than one-third of your income, you can probably qualify for a rework on your loans. Which sounds like a pretty good deal until we see how it works out. Good deal will be announced, however. There will be a phone call this morning, just about now, in fact, from President Obama to President Medvedev of Russia to announce the agreement on a new SALT treaty, 25% reduction in the missile force of both countries, and some real provisions for destroying missiles and getting that material reprocessed for nuclear power. The Karzai government is confirming that it is talking with some non-Pashtun Taliban elements. That means essentially that he's talking to about 20% of the active Taliban who could trade in government security and building projects in return for going neutral on the battle to remove the American and other former forces from the country, which is what they want. On the other hand, here at home, it is spring, and things begin to happen. Tonight, of course, is the last Friday of the month, and so critical mass, the bicycle protest cum party, will be happening in San Francisco. Well advised to stop in and have dinner before you go home tonight. The other things that are going on, this weekend we'll have the first in 25 years an Oakland Marathon, which if you look at the route, goes around Oakland. It goes down by the Embarcadero and then swings up to Montclair and comes down through the edge of Piedmont to Lake Merritt and goes back to downtown without skipping entirely the bulk of Oakland, which does have some problems, we have heard. But the interesting one is that today is National Dance Anywhere Day, where you and your friends, or just you by yourself with your iPod, can go dancing on the street corners, in front of Civic Center, wherever it is that you feel like, or you and your friends decide to put on a dance show. Today's the day, nationwide. Interesting. Rite of spring. And that's enough things for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Friday. Stay tuned.